Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Pardon me. All right. Here we go. So, once again, we get to sit back and see the Father do a mighty work. This whole weekend and week has been all over social media about, you know, the Montgomery brawl. And where, you know, is what it is, and it's a long time coming, and there's a lot of lessons learned in that. You know, I mean, some people get their comeuppance how the Father wants it to happen. But to me, what was more interesting was, you know, these people were from Selma, Alabama. And if we just think about all that's happening today, all the things that we have gone through, you know, what was the thought process behind it? So you had this family who were told to do something, they didn't do it. There was a fairy, if you will, of a bunch of our people on it, waiting to dock. And these folks were not wanting to allow that to occur. So, you know, in my mind, I'm going, what's the thought process in that? I mean, shoot, all they had to do was just move the boat. But they didn't. And they created all this havoc. And they brought it upon themselves. So what it said to me when I asked this question and meditated on that question, like, what was the thought process? It came to me. The Father said, hey, you know, what this is showing is the end of our oppression. See, so the 400 years was up, but it was still marinating their rulership. What this is showing, or should show us, is that no more can they oppress us. So the Father has allowed us, the Abba, has allowed us to have our free will back. Because years ago, there wouldn't be a bunch of us on that ferry waiting to dock on that dock. So they would have had their boat there and hadn't thought nothing of it. Years ago, that brother would not be the security guard. And if he was, he definitely would not have had the opportunity to say anything to them because he was under oppression. He had not the free will to even do his job. Well, that changed. That changed in the blink of an eye. And what's even more interesting, is all over social media, you have a lot of so-called white people coming in support of it, which is interesting enough because what I find interesting about it is the fact that, you know, all of a sudden everybody is, you know, all about it, all up on the supporting tip. Well, in my mind, I'm going, but where were you before? But, you know, I can't really look a gift horse in the mouth, so I say, okay, fine, appreciate your support, whatever. Then I did another, I even looked deeper into it, and I said, oh, my goodness, majority of the people who are all out in support of this is so-called white women, which is the key, which is so very interesting in terms of the oppression being gone. Why? Because this all started with the Daughters of the Confederacy. After we were given the ability to be free from physical enslavement and bondage, heavy bondage, you know, they wanted, instead of allowing their sons and their husbands to repent over what they did, seeming because they lost, okay? Because they lost, instead of those daughters of Confederacy allowing their sons and husbands and uncles to repent, and in some cases fathers, to repent and accept the consequences of their actions, they made them heroes. They made them heroes. And in making them heroes, they were able to change the history, to slow down our freedom or free will or our free agency to oppress us again. Now, this is the Daughters of Confederacy. How so, you may ask? Well, you know, they wrote legislation for the churches, okay? They wrote education legislation or curriculum for the schools. They wrote the textbooks, still writing textbooks, okay? This is who is behind the CRT. This is who is behind the Indo-European curriculum in America, the Daughters of the Confederacy. So when I saw these so-called white people, these Gentiles, women, you know, in full support, I was kind of taken back because I was like, well, you know, it's odd that now you guys are supporting what we're saying or what we're doing and how we're feeling, but you didn't, but it all began with you. Even Emmett Till, many of our brethren were lynched because of the Daughters of the Confederacy. It doesn't matter if they were in the actual Daughters of Confederacy or not. The thought process was they were the Daughters of the Confederacy. So here we are now, being shown that the oppression is over. Is done. That oppression is or was our curse. That oppression has now changed from us to them. Now, from these pronouns, right? From us, from the descendants of so-called slaves to the slave master's descendants. How so, you may say, you may ask. Well, because now, because under oppression is a lot of mental illness. You don't think properly. You're erratic. Your actions are not, basically your actions are reactions. You're hot-tempered. You're ill-natured. You don't like anybody. You won't listen. Essentially, you're hard-headed. And in the case of the Gentiles and their rulership as it is today, they also, in the hard-headedness, they also have a problem with who to be hard-headed with. Why do I say that? So during the Daughters of Confederacy, in the early 1900s, instead of those soldiers, those Confederate soldiers, those sons and fathers and uncles that came out of the Confederate side of losing, they, as I said before, were heroes, but they went on a tirade not against their counterparts in the North, but against the Negro. Think about that. They didn't go against the Northern white man or so-called Jewish man. They didn't go against them after the war. They went against the Negro, which this is where you get your Jim Crow. This is where you get your redlining. This is where you get your separate but equal. This is where you get your integration curriculum. This is all coming and stemming from the daughters of the Confederacy. Now, all that said, I just wanted to, because I just kept, I kept finding it, and all these white, I'm like, what are y'all, what? Listen, we're not looking for your validation, first of all. It's not even about that. It's about the fact that people are fed up. We're done. We don't care anymore necessarily about the way you guys think. Care of anymore about, see, they need us more than we need them at this moment. This is where it flips. This is the oppression. We're not going to oppress them. They're going to oppress themselves. This whole situation is because, as we know, they will not repent. Okay? So the Father turning his face back to us, back to his people, his called and his chosen few, he's giving everyone back their free will. That is also the Gentile and Israel, the whole house thereof. Everyone gets their free will back. And he's and he's asking us, why this is called tonight, he's asking us two things, and he's asking you to choose. So he's giving, so he's taking the oppression away from us. He's putting it on them, but everybody has their free will back now, because they get their, the Gentiles get their free will back because now they get to see that they've been lied to. That's the other thing. You know, you see all over social media, the moon landing is fake, Tartaria, you know, the Indians weren't, and this isn't us necessarily just saying it. This is them saying it. They're the ones that are coming out really about this knowledge and starting to begin to start saying, hey, we've been lied to, okay? So all in all of this is being created because the Father is giving us back our free will. He's given his creation back, the free will that the demons have taken from us. This is the last part, and he's asking the question, and this is the question. This is what this is called tonight. Chastisement or judgment, you choose. Chastisement or judgment, you choose. See, you know, what is chastisement? Let's talk about that. And we've had this conversation before, right? So chastisement is a rebuke for making a mistake, okay? So if you make a mistake, you got to get chastised. Why? So that you learn from it. So in this case, what the Father is doing at this time is he's saying chastisement through the fire or judgment through the fire. You choose. Here's your free will. Choose wisely. And a lot of us, the few, and the called, are choosing chastisement as we judge, and we're not able. That's the conflict that we're under. The mental conflict of, hey, I want to be purified and sanctified in the bosom of the Father, but I also want to be able to judge these heathens. And the Father told us that recompense is his, so we don't need to entertain that. We need to endure the chastisement through the fire. That means that we're all going to be going through it. This is all about Jacob's trouble, but he will be saved out of it. But yet Jacob will be saved. Yaakov will be saved out of it. So as we go through our chastening, our last chastening, well, I won't say last, I mean, because, you know, we ain't the Father. He can do what he wants. But nevertheless, as we go through this chastisement in the last days through the fire, we can learn from our mistakes. We can repent for our wrongdoings. We can fix and change our thought processes. Whereas we don't need to worry about the ass-whipping that these people are about to undertake. That's their problem. That's their issue, not ours. It becomes our issue when we involve ourselves with them and their judgment. All right? So let's look and see what judgment means. Judgment, a divine sentence or decision. A calamity held to be sent by the Father of Israel, okay? And it says by God, but we're trying to change our wordplay because their sorcery is so wacky because they don't know anything and they are not to be trusted. So, a calamity held to be sent by our Elohim. And if today you don't see that happening, I don't know what the heck where you at? Maui's on fire. It looks like, as my wife put it, looks like Armageddon over there in Maui right now. China flooding, Europe on fire, Europe flooding, Canada on fire, hot as I don't know what here in our America, North America, hot as I don't know what in South America. Turmoil all over the earth, calamities held to be sent by our Elohim. This is how you know. This is how you know you have two choices. You can go through the chastisement because you're going to go through it. You got to go through the chastisement of the flood. Of the fire or flood, however way the Father puts you through it. You can go through the judgment of the fire, however way the Most High is going to put you through it. These are the questions we have to ask. And what does that look like? You know, I mean, I went as far as to go in and do some quick research on chastisement in the Bible, right? And the interesting thing is, it's always chastisement of Israel. It doesn't say anything about chastisement of the world or chastisement of the Gentiles. It's chastisement of Israel, right? And that's to be expected because it's their book and they are the Father's people. So this should not come as a surprise, right? And there's plenty of verses, you know. Jeremiah 31:18, I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself thus, thou hast chastised me, and I was chastised as a bullock unaccustomed to the yoke. Turn thou me, and I shall be turned, for thou art the Lord my God. Leviticus 26:28, then I will walk contrary unto you also in fury, and I, even I, will chastise you seven times for your sins. Talking to Israel. Deuteronomy 11:2-9. And know ye this day, for I speak not with your children, which have not known and which have not seen the chastisement of the Lord your God, his greatness, his mighty hand, and his stretched out arm, and his miracles and his acts, which he did in the midst of Egypt unto Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and unto all his land, and which he did unto the army of Egypt, unto their horses and to their chariots, how he made the water of the Red Sea to overflow them as they pursued after you, and how the Lord hath destroyed them unto this day. Again, talking to Israel about the chastisement, right? 2 Samuel 7:14, I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commit iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the stripes of the children of men. See, so, I mean, he's, you know, this is the chastisement. He's not saying, and this is why they're having such a hard time today, because they're like, well, wait, we were told that didn't matter, that God destroyed his people. That's what we were told. And we were told that anything we did, all we had to do was to say we're sorry and that we love Jesus and believe in Jesus, and everything would be fine. But see, this is chastisement. This is what he was doing to his people, a rebuke for making a mistake. So we made a mistake against our Elohim. So he rebuked us. He chastised us. All right, so let's look at some judgment ones. 2 Corinthians 5:10, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. So now see, all of a sudden it goes from chastisement about the group to now judgment about the individual. this is where it gets complicated, because people think that the judgment is solely against others and not against themselves. They think that the church will be able to save them from the judgment, that the Father is telling you, hey, things that, like, everyone will be judged according to what, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done. There's your action, whether it be good or bad. So you're going to get a reward for being good, or you're going to get a reward for being bad. You will be judged for good. You'll be judged for bad. Romans 2, 1 through 5, therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest doest the same thing. And here you go. 1 Peter 4:17, for the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of Elohim. And if it first began at us, what shall be the end? What shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? These things. So we're in a precipice of chastisement and judgment. Chastisement, judgment, and we're getting to choose this, because right now the whole earth is in a terrible state. It has never been in such a state as it is today. The elites have gotten everyone to believe that they are illuminated, that their illumination is of God. And yet they have taken the free will from the Creator's creation to only allow their light to shine. And that in and of itself is a theft of our Elohim, because our Elohim said, my people are the light to the world. The elites are saying that they are the light to the world via the Illuminati, right? So at some point, some way, and this is what we're seeing, that people are beginning to feel the heat. The heat has now been brought, has been turned up. And now you got the bunch of Gentiles, black, white, Puerto Rican, Haitian, talking about they are now understanding that there's a lot of lying going on. And we're saying, hey, welcome. Good. Now, what are you prepared to do? See, because that's the question. Even with these, you know, you got a bunch of, like I said earlier, a bunch of folks all on social media talking about, you know, yeah, I support you. Well, great. Now what are you prepared to do? Are you prepared to support it going forward? Meaning, are you going to get in the trenches with this? Are you going to tell your people that they're racist? Are you going to tell your moms and dads and your family that when they're racist? Are you going to support us not as African-American, not as blacks, but as Israelites based on the historical context and the historical biblical significance of prophecy, of all that means? Are you willing to support us in that? It's funny, because I was on social media talking, chatting, and these women were ranting about their support, and I said, well, you know, it's funny, you know, so-called, and I brought in the daughters of the Confederacy, and She said, we meet so-called. And these two other brethren, a brother and a sister, say, yeah, so-called, because we're not black and you aren't white. And she said, well, I just need to understand what you mean by that. And I was like, well, they just told you, but we're not black and we're not African-American. Those are by names, by words. And she was like, well, you know, I can't have any more conversation with you because you are using how does she say it? indigenous exclusion, something like that, meaning that now we are trying to usurp the history, cultural appropriate history from other people. It's the oddest thing. It's like, are you crazy? Your people have done, you need to talk to your churches. You need to talk to your politicians. You need to talk to your bankers. You need to talk to your history. You need to talk to your history. You, matter of fact, you need to go talk to the baby boomers who are still clinging on for dear life to be relevant in this world today. Don't come talking to me about the information, because knowledge is increasing. So if knowledge is increasing, then that means that what we're saying is relevant. You can't dismiss everything that we say. And in doing so, that's okay. You know why? Because this is an individual walk. Because you and because you know, Gentiles saying what they say, Gentiles dismissing what we're saying, that still doesn't stop anything. That doesn't change anything. Okay, great. You dismissed it. That's your loss. Because all eyes will see and they will all know. So all we're doing is trying to give you an insight into the game of today, the difference. There's a difference. Things have completely changed. Like, I don't know what world these people are living in to where they think that there's a mental illness. And the mental illness is that they are thinking that they can go back to a time that they had shalom. But the problem is, they, in their having shalom, there was a cost for us. And so they never really had true shalom. They had a lease on shalom. Now the lease is come due. There's a balloon, a massive, massive, massive balloon payment. And they're going, whoa. We don't have the money for that. I didn't understand that. And they were like, well, you know, the father's like, well, you see here, right here, the fine print, balloon payment, recompense. You see right there? Well, I don't know nothing about that. Well, it's right here. Recompense is mine. You owe me. Pay up. And they're going, well, wait, we want to go backwards now. And he's like, well, there's no going backwards. And in their mind, they have reverted backwards in their logic, in their thinking. And it's something to be said for the head being the tail and the tail being the head, because the oppression that they lived under, see, we have been under such a mighty oppression by them. And in this oppression, they just assumed it was natural. It was a natural thing to oppress another human being. In particular, specifically, the peculiar people of the Most High. Ah, they're just peculiar. These people crazy looking. They look at them, nappy heads. They got big lips. Ass is big. They just look like monkeys. We get to oppress them. Like, see, that's the first psychosis that they had. And that, again, was perpetrated by the daughters of the Confederacy. Yes, the scientists and did all their fake research and lied. They're sociologists, they're psychologists, they're historians. They're politicians, all that. But the Daughters of the Confederacy compiled it. Similar to how the church compiled our scriptures, the Daughters of the Confederacy compiled all their lies. And this is what they've been eating on for the last 123 years. They've been eating on their lies. And now their lies have caught up with them. And they got that look on their face. And we're sitting back going, see, you guys got a mental problem. And they're like, we ain't got no mental problem. You guys got the mental problem. We're like, no, we don't. Matter of fact, we have shalom. When they go, we don't even know, you're anti-Semite, you're an anti-Semite. I'm like, what do you mean by that? Anti-Semite? What is that? Explain that, if you will. Nobody gets it. It becomes crickets. Because they can't explain what they say. Because all they do is regurgitate what they've heard over and over and over again. And now what they've heard and they've regurgitated is found not to be true. And so I want to see some, because I got the Bible verses of chastisement. I got the Bible verses of judgment. I said, you know what? Let me do this. Let me do the apocryphal scriptures on judgment, the apocryphal scriptures on chastisement. Guess what? Crickets. Nothing. Literally nothing. Goes back to the King James Bible, the Bible version. It goes back to Bible verses on judgment, Sirach, you know, it gives you some King James Version Apocrypha, but they're not giving you the verses like they do. You know, if I said Bible verses chastisement, I got 38, boom, 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 just right in the order, right? Bible verse on judgment, boom, boom, boom. When I go to the Apocrypha and ask for, hey, I want Apocrypha scriptures on judgment and chastisement, nothing, it's cricket. It reverts back to the Bible. And we know why, because the apocryphal judgment is about their judgment. The apocryphal chastisement is about their chastisement. That's the joke of this whole thing. It's like everybody has to go through the same thing. Everybody has to choose the same thing, either chastisement through the fire or judgment through the fire. That's it. But we get to choose. Because the Father gave us our free will back after he took away our oppression. And as he took away our oppression, they didn't have no oppression, but they now get some oppression because their form of oppression is knowing that they've been lied to. So now they're oppressed by the very thing that they have been eating on, the lie, where we have been set free from the lie. And now here we are. And here they are, and they don't want to acknowledge who we are. So we have to not, so as they don't acknowledge us, we acknowledge ourselves, so we are turning our face back to the Father. The Father says, hey, get your own self right. Don't worry about that. All that's going on, I'm going to take care of that. Get yourself right. Make sure that you're straight. Make sure you got your homework. Don't worry about them that ain't doing it. I know they playing a fool in the back. They acting dumb. They're being distractions. They're lying and they're cheating. But don't worry about it. You just make sure that you stay on point. Yes, Father. So what's it going to be? Chastisement or judgment? Because either one is your reward. This is why we have come to the end of a cycle, an end of a season. Our trees now are growing their leaves back, and we're starting to see the leaves, and that scares people because they've never seen our leaves before. They've never, ever seen it. Even when there were some of us that were some trees of ours that did have leaves, they dismissed it as junk, good for nothing, needs to be burned up, used straight up for fire to keep them warm, not us, them warm. So they cut down our trees every step of the way. So every time that our fields, it was harvest time for us and out of our fields, it was barren. It was barren for a long time. And now here we are under this nuanced energy, under the great echo effect of the Father, because he said this already. The interesting part of all of this, He's already said, he has had us write this down already. Therefore, it was already done in the spirit, which means that we are living out the afterthought of the Father. This has already been done. It's already done. It's done. It was done from the beginning. We just have to choose how we want to finish it. Yes, yes, yes. These people are foolish. He told us that. He told us that too, you know. You guys have pissed me off so much and so bad that I'm going to take a foolish people. That means right there that there's going to be no way to reason with them. There's going to be no way to have conversations with them. There's going to be no way to tell the truth, to get the truth out of them, because they fools. There's going to be no way to be serious when it comes down to us. We're saying, hey, we're serious. We want our 40 acres in a mule times the interest, with the interest today. And they're going, wow, I don't know what you're talking about. We gave you a nigger president. We gave you some niggers up here in the court. We gave you some niggers leaders. And we're going, we don't care about them. We want our 40 acres and a mule with interest. Oh, we ain't got no money for that. See, that's foolish. Those are fools because they won't even acknowledge what they supposed to do, because it was already written. Our fathers have inherited a lot. Now, we ain't going to look at that. We ain't going to deal with that. But you're going to deal with it. You have to deal with that. Nah, I ain't going to deal with that. Okay, fine. You're not going to deal with it. Let me just get myself straight so that as this thing happens and goes down in the Montgomery brawl, people from Selma, Alabama, happens time and time again, maybe you'll get the point. Maybe not. But as it happens, I'm going to be out the way. I'll see it. But I know I'm not going to have, it's not going to have any bearing on me because I'm choosing wisely. See, a fool will never choose wisely. Was it wise for those white dudes to run up on that security guard and try to jump them in broad daylight? Was it wise? Hell to the no. Look at them now. They're business owners. You know their business is about to suffer. And you know they may not get thrown in jail, but they're going to have a record, felony fight, felony, probably something to do with probably hindering a motor vehicle or a vehicle, a public vehicle, I don't know, you know, this is their laws, you know, so I don't care about all that. But there's going to be consequences of this. And going forward, the consequences are just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's why it's important. It's important us to clean our own house, to clean our temple, to get our temple in order, to be in order with our Abba, with our Elohim. It is the most important thing, and that is an individual, because a nation is built up and built on individuals. So if the individuals are filthy, I mean, shoot, just look at the world today. The individuals are filthy. So the nations are filthy. They're doing wrong. They're cheating. They're killing. They're stealing. They're raping. They're lying. And everyone has resigned themselves to, well, that's just the way it is. Hell no, it's not the way it is. That's not righteous. And I don't know about others, but I'm longing for the day where, one, I get shalom, which is my peace, and I live in the Creator's creation, righteously. I'm sick and tired of seeing these people run around like everything. I'm tired of hearing them. Like, yeah, there's floods. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, there's lots of fires. Yeah, but I got to stop short to say, well, you know, that's judgment. This is part of this part of judgment, right? He already told us he ain't going to bring the waters. He ain't going to destroy them with waters, but he's going to destroy them with the fire. Nobody's putting two and two together. Oh, that's right. This is that Terrence. This is that Terrence Howard. One times one is one. When we know one times one is two. Confluence of events that are taking place and shutting everything down. You know, the Hamites think that they think that they're gonna get something out of this. They ain't gonna get nothing out of it because they so busy trying to still be like the Indo-European. Because I mean, and this is the way it is. This is the way it is for them. You know, I mean, nobody's talking about Shem. They all talking about Sim and Japheth and Ham. But when you talk about Shem, let me see something real quick. When you start talking about Shem, nobody wants to talk about that. The first thing that comes up, well, what about Shem? Oh, you're anti-Semitic. Wait a minute. How can I be anti-Semitic talking about Shem? Shem, I thought Semitic was Shem. See? This is how we have been oppressed. We have been oppressed under our own, we've been oppressed with our own knowledge. So they've stolen our knowledge, taken our knowledge away from us, which oppressed us. Well, they did. The Father did. But this is what we're starting to see. We're starting to see the switch, the big switch. And I'm saying that we're going to see this in vivid color, in living color, from here going forth. It's going to be, the Trumpites, the Trumpets are saying they want a civil war. Okay, go fight each other. I don't care. Don't think that I'm going to be involved in your stupid civil war. Matter of fact, go ahead and kill yourself. Matter of fact, don't even wait for the war. Just do us all a favor and just eradicate yourself. I mean, why go through all of that chaos when all you're trying to do is kill yourself? Because war is death. Like Marvin Gaye said, war is hell. When will it be? I mean, this is not hard. But for some reason, a foolish nation cannot reason properly. Their whole conceptualization is about themselves and not in a righteous way. Not in a righteous way. It's about themselves in a narcissistic way. I just wanted to see what this says. All of this... All of this is happening because the foolish nation time is up. The fullness of the foolish nation has come in. The mindset behind trying to understand their logic is no more. No one cares about what... That's why it's funny, too. You see on social media about the brawl. You see the Asians coming out. Hey, we're proud of you. We're glad that you guys stepped up. You know, we're here. The Asian congregation is supports you. The Indian congregation supports you. The African congregation. And I'm saying to myself, where was all this support? Where was this support? I mean, if you guys want to truly step up to the plate and support us, why don't you say something when they were beating down Rodney King, when they were shooting cats in the back? I mean, I dare say gator baiting, but I mean, let's deal with the recent things. Where were you all when you guys knew that we were being oppressed, when you guys were just saying that, don't, you know, they just a bunch of niggas? they don't know what they're doing. Look at them. I'm scared. We don't go to the hood. You know, those people are gangbangers. Where was the support when you knew we were being oppressed? You see, don't come now trying to support now. Let me slow down. You can cleave to us. But if you're supporting black people or African American, well, then you're not supporting us because we're not black and we're not African American. If we're African American, then all of Europe, these so-called white people, are European American. All of them, that's here in America. I don't care if they're from France. I don't care if they're from Germany. Matter of fact, if we say you all look alike, they'd be all upset. I don't care if you're not German. You're just European. It doesn't even matter. Well, no, I'm French. I'm English. No, I don't care. You look the same. You're freaking Europeans. They will have a conniption fit. But seemingly they got all of us. Oh, y'all all African. You can black. And I keep asking the question, where is this black land that you took us from? Where in this African continent that was named by you did you take us from? Because at this stage in the game, if we were from Africa, some African country, nation, would step up and say, listen, here's the receipts, here's the records. I want my people back, and I want you to pay. Believe you me, they would have said that. Came out and said, listen, it's time to pay up. I want my people back, and right now, because, you know, BRICS and all this that's going on, the change of fiat currency, all this stuff, they would have said, listen, we want our people back, and we want payment for what you've done. But no, they ain't saying that. They want pipelines. They want the BRICS money. See, that's how you know we're not African. Because they have not stepped up and said, yes, these people are African from A, B, and C nation. Because rest assured, if you know, a European would be like, No, I'm European, but I am specifically from Greece. I'm specific Greek. I'm specific Italian. I'm specific Norwegian, Sweden, Swedish, whatever, English, whatever, Spanish, whatever. But if we said, like I said earlier, nah, that ain't none of what y'all talking about. Y'all are straight up Europeans. They will get mad because that's a foolish nation. Because only a foolish nation would say what's good for the goose ain't good for the gander. And we know why. That's why it's extremely important for us to get ourselves straight, to be in order at this stage in the game, to be getting ourselves order with the Father, the Abba, our Elohim. It's extremely important because he ain't playing no games. This is the point. He ain't playing no games. He showed us, listen, the oppression that you guys used to be under when these white dudes will come and try to bully you is done. Now, all of your free will is here. Choose wisely. And we're going, but dang, I've never had this opportunity before. Good, you have it. Now you do. What are you prepared to do with it? That's the whole thing. That's why where it says, where is it? Here we go. Wait a second. Bear with me one second.
Second Samuel, I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commit iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the stripes of the children of men. So again, here we go. It is about if he loves you, if you want to be his son or daughter, then you will be okay with chastisement if you have committed iniquity, if you are out of order. Because that's what he said. It's the same as a parent. Just because you chastise your son or daughter don't mean you don't love them. It ain't like they make a mistake and then you're destroying them forevermore. I'm just going to destroy him because you made him and you broke the glass. I'm going to destroy you. But see, Gentiles, they will lose their shit if you break one of their trinkets or idols. If it was a mistake, you just actually just bumped into something and it fell. All hell's to pay. They're going to sue you. They want some money. That, you know, now they're going to bring you to jail. You know, all of this over a thing. So that's the difference. You break something in a Gentile. If you break something of a Gentile or breaking something from a Gentile-minded person, then they are quick to judge you harshly. But if you break something a righteous person, then you will be chastised. Hey, clean it up. See if you can fix it. Make sure you don't do this again. See, we have to be like children, so we're being chastised. Where the Gentiles had us judge in judgment the entire time. We have been oppressed. And see, Gentiles aren't prepared for that oppressment. They're just not. They're not built for it. They're just not. That's why, again, it's extremely important that we get our minds straight, that we accept our own shortcomings, that we deal with our own errors. Because if we don't, the Father will. And it's probably to our best advantage to accept them, deal with them, fight them, so the Father sees us as we do this thing and we get rewarded properly, righteously. And we're not sitting here judging these fools, like judging dogs for, you know, pooing in your grass. They're not doing it. You've allowed them to do it, you know, unless they're wild dogs. And that's probably what the case is right now. Wild dog mindedness. That's why, you know, this whole thing is a joke, you know. Things is coming to a head, and this isn't, you know, we're not boasting. I'm not boasting. I'm not all proud. I try to keep that word out my mouth. You know, it's not a prop. Let me do this real quick, because I've been meaning to do this. I've been meaning to look up the synonym to proud. That's what I've been meaning to do. The Father said, look it up. You know, I am pleased with, I am joyful at, I'm overjoyed at, I am glad, I'm happy, I'm thrilled, I'm well pleased, I'm delighted. See, these are the words that we need to be using now, because those are truthful words. Proudness begets pridefulness. And that's the separation that we have to do so that we are not Gentile-minded. And again, we'll be, you know, the Gentiles will be upset because we don't say, I'm so proud of you. But I say, you know, I'm well pleased with you. I mean, why ain't you proud of me? See what I'm saying? not even understanding that it's the same thing. Well, not necessarily the same thing, but it's portrayed and conveyed in the same manner without the same consequence. I'm just looking at the consequence of things. That's just all I can do because, you know, every time I look around on the news and these stupid, like Barbie, a billion-dollar movie, really? Really? That's what it's, a Barbie doll? And you know what that symbolizes? This ain't even slick no more. They're not even slick with it anymore. And nobody's mad because it's their world. They can do what they want. But the point is that we no longer, I no longer, entertain it. I no longer enjoy the entertainment factor of it. Matter of fact, it seems so low, like base, and a bunch of folly, right? And a foolish nation over us. Now that they are no longer over us, everything that they do seems like foolishness. Everything that they like seems like foolishness. Everything that they think seems like foolishness. Everything that they say seems like foolishness. Hence why they have to cleave to us to begin to get wisdom. They don't even understand what wisdom is. It's like our father is telling us, hey, he told us this. Look, there's going to be five foolish and there's going to be five wise virgins. They all going to have oil, but the unwise, the foolish ones, are going to have they're going to have half oil. The wise ones are going to be full with oil. And you know everybody the Christians and the Gentiles, they don't touch that verse because they don't understand it. But I'm here to explain it. The wisdom, or rather, the oil is the wisdom. It is the thing, the one thing that you have to do for yourself. In order to gain oil, you have to have an experience with our Father. He gives you the oil. The oil is the experience that you built up learning, chasing, seeking the Father. That's why he said, you ain't going to be able to buy this oil. You ain't going to be able to, ain't nobody going to give you their oil. I can't give you my experience from the Father. I can't do that. Why would I? The Father chastised. I've been chastised through the fire for this oil. You think I'm just going to give it to you? Are you mad? Mental illness. Are you crazy? Mental illness. Get away from me. Sickness. And they think, well, I should be able to buy some oil somewhere. Nah, it ain't the same oil. It ain't the same. This oil that we have been honored to receive from the Father years to obtain. Years to obtain. Chastisement after chastisement. Fire, being burned, learning after learning. And all of a sudden, we're supposed to just give it up to the apologetics, give it up to the Christians, give it up to the Judaisms, give it up to the atheists, give it up to the world? Are you crazy? We're trying to tell you, hey, this is how all this has to do. All of this that we do to show ourselves approved to the Father with our oil. Think about that. It's the amassing. The reward is the oil, the reward is shalom with the Father, with the Abba, with our Elohim in the kingdom to come. That's the reward. But the way
oil the way, the way Yahusha, the way, the master, the Messiah, the way, the oil, the experience, the trials, the tribulations, that's the oil, the learning. It's just an amazing thing. It's an amazing thing. That's why they don't understand anything. And when you bring it to their attention, they get mad because they're not able, because they already, because shoot, I mean, they're mad because they look down, they go, wait, I don't have no oil with me. Ah, these niggas crazy. They don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what they're talking about. All I'm going to do is do what I do, and I'm going to love Jesus. That's what I'm going to do. My mama was a Baptist. My daddy was a Baptist. So forth, always. My grandmother, they had their own church. I'm just sticking with that. Fine. Ain't nobody mad at you. Don't nobody care at the end of the day. I don't care. I don't care who you. I'm a Jehovah. I don't care. You know, I don't. I know that your history sucks. I know that it does. You can't get past that. You've lost me at your history. You've lost me at your lies. And again, I'm not mad because this was ordained by the Father to happen so that we, the beauty of it all is that all this had to transpire so that we can have our oil. Think about that. It's about our oil. About our oil. You think the elites got some oil? Shoot. Them fools think that the oil that they need or have is crude oil. They don't even understand. Their experience is with the fallen as opposed to with the Father. So their radiant illumination is fake. It's fake. So you already know they ain't got no oil. Those fools ain't got no oil. They don't even know what that is. But that's why it's all extremely important that we do what we have to do to maintain our oil. Treating people right. You know, that we can, we ain't got to be prudes. That's Gentilism. We can look and see, but we don't have to harbor it and hold resentment and want righteous vengeance against it, because it's going to happen anyway. That's not for us to do. The time that we waste dealing with the judgment side of things, we're losing. Matter of fact, when we deal with the judgment, we've made our choice. Because if we're dealing with their judgment, then that means that we're in the judgment with them, because we're wanting their judgment. We want their judgment. You hear the words? We want their judgment. It's the same as what is it? Genesis 27. Genesis 27 and 27:27 It's the same as, okay, so we want their judgment. Hear that sentence. See, that's sorcery. We don't want their judgment. No, I don't want nothing to do with your judgment. So I don't want your judgment. You're going to be judged, but I don't want your judgment. I don't want that nowhere near me. Okay? The same thing here. When Isaac, after Rebekah told Jacob to, deceive his daddy, by her will, not the father's will, by her will. Now, again,
this is transliterated. These are the Romans' words, so they could have bamboozled it. But it kind of all makes sense in the big scheme of things if we really take a look at it from a spiritual eye, okay? But anyway, so this is the same thing. He said, and he came unto his father and said, my father. And he said, here I am. Who art thou, my son? And Jacob said unto his father, Esau, thy firstborn. So now that makes sense. Jacob's been running around like Esau, catching these hands, because Esau didn't get no blessing. See that? Esau didn't get no blessing. So, but Jacob said, I'm Esau. That's what Yaakov said. He said that. I didn't say it. He said that. So therefore, he got what was coming to Esau. You see that? That's why this wordplay has to be specific nowadays. We have to understand how to maintain our communication and relationship with the Father properly through the way that we speak, and speaking it in. Out loud is the, you know, it's the same as speaking it in our heads. If the communication is not, that's why, you know, you got to take your time. That's why when you see them running up, you know, these Christians getting on stage and, you know, pontificating in their prayer, you know, these long, elongated prayers, blah, 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 blah. It's like, yo, that ain't how this works. You're supposed to take your time. And you're supposed to really focus on your words, because your words are what is manifesting your reward, manifesting your oil. And, you know, a lot of people, well, who are you? You don't know nothing. You ain't do. Okay, I ain't nobody. Matter of fact, I don't even care. But I ain't nobody. But what I know is that am taking care of me. I'm sorting out me. You know, a lot of back in the day, be like, I'm taking care of me and my family. I get it. But if I take care of me, then ultimately I am taking care of my family. But if I don't take care of me, then how can I take care of my family? If I'm out of order, how can my family be in order? You know, order isn't, okay, I'm going to go to work, watch ball game, get in debt, you know, have some kids, pay a bunch of money. See, that's not order. That's out of order, because the Father, none of that is giving us shalom. None of it gives us peace. And this is our season. This is our time. So, you know, maybe I was a little all over the place. I don't know. But this was just what was coming to me. The chastisement and the judgment. It's heavy. It's heavy right now. But we have the choice. So we have to choose wisely in this deal. We have to choose wisely. And we have to realize that the Daughters of the Confederacy is still here. They're still going to go to their death trying to save their men. Okay? They're going to do that. And it's just going to get worse. And we've got brethren that are over there. Think of a pyramid. You got the Daughters of the Confederacy, the so-called white people on one corner of the base, and you got the brethren on the other side of the base. So the right-hand side of the base is all the brethren, and the left-hand side of the base, looking at a pyramid, is all the Gentiles. The Gentiles. And the elite is at the top in their mind. This is that all-seeing eye that they talk about, their illumination. So they have had all of these people at the bottom thinking that one side is better than the other when they both are holding up the foolish elites, the Indo-Europeans. Everybody's holding it up. But one side is saying that one's better than the other. And at the end of the day, it's all gonna crash, because the whole thing was, the Gentiles were saying, we cannot let the right-hand side of this triangle, of this pyramid, the right-hand side with these Negroes on it, ascend up to the top. But we have ascended to the top. And now we look down, and there's still some brothers and sisters down at the bottom on the right-hand side, you know, all enamored with the left-hand side, with the Gentiles, you know, all enamored, entertaining them, not getting themselves straight, not ascending. And the elites are being pushed down, and they're going, we just going to have to destroy the bottom. And as they look to do that, they're realizing that we're not being held up at the top by them no more. We're being held up by our Father, by our Abba, by our Elohim as the light. And man, that has them messed up. That has them well out of order. That's why they can get up there and talk about, yeah, we support you now. Don't be so quick to support us, because we got questions. You got to go, whoa. Let me see some ID. Because I ain't never seen you here before. I got to show you ID to support you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What kind of ID you want? I want to see your righteous card. I need to see your righteous card. I got my driver's license. I got no righteous card. What you talking about? Well, you can't get in. Where's your oil? What you mean, where my oil at? You can't get in. And that's not my rule. That's not my law. That's the Father's. Now I get the gatekeep for the Father, as long as I'm doing it righteously. And that's what's going on now. Many of us are taking a step back and trying to live in the will of the Father, and the Father is loving us for that. You still got brothers out there hating on these fools. That's fine. That's the energy that they choose to put forth. So be it. They'll get their reward one way or the other. I'm trying to ensure my reward is righteousness. And I know that's difficult for a lot of people, because they ain't never seen us before. They've never looked at us before. They've never heard us before. They never paid us any attention. And now we're saying, okay, fine, you don't want to pay us any attention. You don't want to know us. You don't want to see us. That's fine. Go do your thing. Because we know the end game. We know what's going to happen at the end. We know what is going down. We see it. You guys are perverse in the words. You guys don't know what you're talking about. You guys think that you guys are Jews? No, we never said that we're Jews. We said that we are Judeans. We said that we are Israel. We said that we are Israelites. We say that we are Hebrews. You said that we were black. You said that we were African-American. You said we were colored. You said that we were niggas. I mean, you said we were savages. We didn't say that. You said that these people were Indians. You said that these people were Africans. You said that these people were Europeans, Brazilians, South America. You said that. I didn't say that. I'm living in the will of the Father. The will of the Father is the way. The way is Yahusha. That's it. That's the way. You know, if you sit back and you think, you know, remember back in the day, it was WWJD. Now it's what would Yahusha do? And when you look at things in that context, because Jesus, we know what Jesus would do. Jesus went around and killed fools. He took care of it. He killed us. So what would Jesus do? Oh, he'd cut your throat, take your heart, stab you right through the back. We know what he'd do. But what? Yahusha would do. That change, that's a game changer. Now it's like, well, wait a minute. Who is this Yahusha? And who is this Yahuwah? Now you got to do some due diligence. Now you got to seek. Now you got to do some. Now you studying to show yourself approved. You know, we need to continue to deal with the will of the Father. That's it. This isn't hard. We're not trying to boast and brag like, you know, I need a new jet, you know, because I got to fly different places. I can't fly coach or business because, you know, I need my own. Yeah, I already got one, but I still need another one. You know, we're not the ones saying we need all your money to give you a blessing. We're not saying that. We're not saying that, you know, hey, we can heal you sick and we can do. No, we ain't saying that. Everything hinges on Elohim. He does it all. The Elohim does it all. We're just facilitators. We're just vessels. That's all we're doing. We're facilitating the will of the Father. When we ain't in the will of the Father, we ain't facilitating his will. Simple. I am just a facilitator. Don't be mad at me. If you want to be mad at the Father. Be mad at our Elohim. That's where we are today with the Gentiles. Gentiles, don't be mad at me because your history sucks. It's your history. Own it. Shoot. You've been owning it. Own it up. Own that shit. Just accept it. Make it yours. It's yours anyway. It ain't mine. You'll watch. Watch my words. What you're going to start seeing is a lot of people going, well, no, I'm not, you know, I'm not white. I'm Greek, or I'm, you know, Romanian. I'm Albanian. You know, I'm from Morocco, you know, whatever. And that's when it's going to change. It's going to completely change then, and it's going to be known at that point, wait a minute. Who are these Israelis again, and who are these Israelites? See, you can't be an Israelite. You can't be an Israeli today and say you are the chosen when your actions don't speak righteously. It just doesn't. I mean, yeah, you got some people going, yeah, you know, we don't need to do the Palestinian. Listen, you live in a land that's not yours. You're not owning up to your history. Well, 6 million, okay. I give you your 6 million, and I raise you over 100 million, 200 million. That's like poker. Okay, I'll take your 6 million. I'm not bluffing. My cards are strong. I call your six. Now I'm putting down my 200 million. What you got? Well, that was long ago. Okay. Well, so was that to me. But that was, I mean, you. It's just like, you know, I'm done. But it's just like they got plantations all over this country as if they are historical places to visit. And they think that we, the Negro, would be cool with that. Oh, let's just go. I mean, what do I go? Shoot, I go to a plantation. Okay. Well, it's good. Go. I'm not going. I care less about a plantation. Why would I want to go see a place where my people were oppressed heavily, heavy-handed oppression? Why do I want to be in that energy, in that spirit? My people are keeping me out of that. They're coming. They're saying, stay away from that. Stay in the will of the Father. See, that's not the will of the Father to go to the plantation, because he's going to judge all that. The dead in Yahusha will rise first. You won't be around that.
but damn sure believe that if you tell some Jewish people, let's go to the concentration camps, let's go to, you know, and make it all lovey-dovey and fun and, you know, touristy, you know, for the, they ain't going to see that. I see your 6 million and I raise it 200 million. I mean, at the end of the day, no atrocity is good. Now I'm gonna pivot and ibid this to say I don't really know about all of that 6 million, but I'm gonna raise you my 200 million because that's what I know about. I don't know about this 6 million thing. Okay? But I ain't mad at you because I am rich. But he told me, but thou art rich. So if I'm rich, then I don't need to be worrying about you all. You know, I really don't. Matter of fact, everybody on this planet wants to be me. Outside of other brethren and sisters, they want to be me. They want my features. They want my melanin. They want everything about me but my life, but my experience. You ask them, would you switch places with me? Like, nah, man. Tithement or judgment? Which one will it be? You choose. Chastisement, judgment. Which one will it be? Choose wisely. All praises to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Elohim of Abraham, Abram, Isaac, Yaakov, all praises to the Most High. I would not be here without him. We would not be here without him, without our Elohim, without him providing us with shalom through our oppression, without him taking our oppression away from us and placing it onto the heathen. Be still, Yaakov, O house of Israel, be still and watch and wait for the Father, Elohim, for our time is now. Our time is now. All praises. Shalom.